Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on the system for winning. Now we're in chapter 14 of the book, The Strategies. And this is the third step to getting it. As we talked about in the introduction to getting it, we start off more abstract with the models. Developing models of success for winning at whatever it is that you do. Anyone could put these to work. The same is true with the principles. We're just getting a little bit more detailed, less abstract, focused on these five principles that drive winning. Now in this third step, the strategies, we're custom fitting getting it to you. Because this is what really matters, right? It's not a matter of knowing how someone wins. How a colleague, or a competitor, or a business that competes with you wins. It doesn't matter. What matters is knowing specifically how you win. And this is the purpose of getting it. To develop your specific strategy for winning, so you can obviously drive more winning too. Here's the quote that starts the chapter, Bruce Lee. Absorb what is useful, reject what is useless, add what is specifically your own. This is what we're doing in this third step for getting it. What I would say here as well is, what is useful in what we've covered? Maybe some of these models are useful, maybe some are useless for you. For all I know, maybe all these ideas are useless for you. Yet, maybe they lead you to think about what ideas are specifically your own. So let's work through the strategies. I'm going to skip through the opening story of the book because I'm going to avoid the performance element of it. It's a story about a suit being made on Savile Row. And the point I'm making here is it's one thing to buy a suit. It's another thing to have a suit custom fitted for you. And as I'm saying this, the metaphor I get is the Iron Man suit. That suit is made for Tony Stark. It's not a matter of having an Iron Man suit. Like in the old days, a suit of armor. What matters is what is your suit of armor. Having that suit of armor specifically tailored for you. Whether your suit is custom made or custom fitted, you know when it fits right. This is what we're honing in on, the strategies. What strategy fits right for you to be getting it? What is your custom strategy for winning? I cannot emphasize enough. There is no universal definition of getting it. There are no universal models of getting it. There are no universal principles of getting it. I've tried to hone in on the most universal ideas that I know. Right, and that's the entire point of principles, the entire point of the models. But all that matters to getting it is your specific, unique, custom-fitted definition of getting it that is right for you. In the book, I refer to this as matching to you. So what we're really doing here is pairing the universal ideas with your self-knowledge so you can create this unique definition of getting it that's right for you. While this might sound like a revolutionary approach, in fact, I'm just sharing with you a sophisticated way of doing what most successful people already do. For instance, when one of my former bosses joined Goldman Sachs as a vice president, he interviewed 35 of the firm's top bankers to learn the secrets to their success. While he developed a good list of ideas from these interviews, what surprised him was that the predominant advice had little to do with the nuances of being a good banker. It didn't relate to better serving clients or hidden wisdom on winning business. It had nothing to do with clients or business. Instead, it was to drive success through self-knowledge. The same advice holds true in the book by former vice chairman of Goldman Sachs and professor at Harvard Business School, Rob Kaplan, in his book, What You're Really Meant to Do, citing what he learned over decades in business. He emphasized the importance of knowing who you are and playing to your strengths. This is precisely what we do in the strategies. We bridge together the best ideas for what leads to winning in every career. These are the notions of the models and principles that we've covered. With your self-knowledge to develop your custom-tailored strategy for winning at what you do. We do this in three steps. One, we aggregate the models and principles to develop strategies that lead to winning. Two, we mix in your self-knowledge. Three, out the bottom, well, kind of, your strategy for winning pops out. Now, the reason I say, well, kind of, will become more apparent as we keep working our way through this. I wish it were formulaic, where you just put in the inputs and your strategy drops out the bottom. But really, there's a lot of artistry, if you will, to this, which is, we're aggregating up role models, models of winning, principles, and out of that, really trying to determine, well, what are the winning strategies that you could follow? And then mixing in your self-knowledge is more artistry. What do you know about yourself? And how do you match that? How do you pair that to the winning strategies? And I don't know of a great way to really generalize this and walk you through it. So I'm going to walk you through what we have in the book and then add around this. We're on page 164, by the way. You see there's a table in here under strategies. And you see in it what we're doing is aggregating the previous steps. We got role models in there, models of success, and principles. And I'm going to walk you through the example that I lay out in here, which was specific to me. And then as we talk through it, hopefully what it will do is keep generalizing in your mind the strategies that are right for you and for your business, for what it means for you to develop your winning strategy. And this table, this way of thinking, was a way that I developed when I moved into a job as an investor. I'd never been an investor before. I'd spent 8 years at Goldman Sachs as an investment banker, but I'd never done the job of investing. And so when I stepped into this new job, I wanted to figure out what's the winning strategy for me. And working through a similar process to the one I'm sharing with you, frankly, it was a lot less developed than this. I came up with ideas that were helpful in framing it for me, for what I needed to do to be great at the job that I was stepping into. So you see at the top of the table,